Final year obviously was an optional to do an NCC. So I think I was the, what do you call it, where you're in charge of the food. Quartermaster is for the uniforms and other stuff. But this is...
Do you know what? I was watching James Bond and you know Q...
is a quartermaster! yes, it's so... I joined Stella through a sports quota to actually ended up moving to contribute and participate in NCC activities simply because I was just too drawn to it. The Republic Day camp was the ultimate aim.
The Senior Division NCC Girls Marching Contingent under
to get selected and to go for it, and that's what we worked towards in the first 2 years.
These girl cadets have excelled in various adventure activities like mountaineering, rafting, and paragliding.
We had a very good contingent. That year, Tamil Nadu TNPA contingent, there were 6 girls from Stella Maris who went to RD. You gave tell your story.
No,
because you stayed in RDC, your 20, 30 days of Delhi weather, temperatures.
Yeah. You don't think of the hardships. You just get on with it. You don't think, oh God, what are the toilets going to be like? What are the... I think the whole of January, I probably had one shower. Because it was... It would be freezing water. I mean, you just think, it's all right.
If you have to remove your dungarees and rush to the bathroom, there wouldn't be any time.
The toilets were horrible. I remember because we were all in barracks and the bras would be so terrible. You know, I think they must have really hated women, whoever designed these bras. So and we have to wear them. And we wore them. And the... So there is this friend of mine, Minu. So she came up with this. You know these NCC commands. Tino teen mein daaye chalega, daaye mood.
Tino teen mein daaye chalega, daaye mood.
Daaye mood.
So she came up with this slogan. So at the end of the day, she was the smallest of all of us. She would come in and she'd make us all line up and she'd say, Tino tin me, bra nikalega, bra nikal. We would all put our hand inside our shirt, unclasp the bra and remove it through the sleeve and then fling it like a slingshot across the room.
We had excellent... what's the word? The camaraderie.
Camaraderie. When did you go to Everest Base Camp? Which year was that?
Everest Base Camp was final year. Because the third year is when they go to the youth exchange programs, right?
Yeah.
So we were anyway rejects. So by the December of second year, we know that we are rejects. So of RDC, of course, it didn't matter in any form. And so we had 4 NCC girls, 1 non-NCC, and the other 5th one was, she was an Air Wing cadet. And I was not in the picture at all. Then I heard through my best friend, close friend, that there is a space for one more person, and I said, yes, I will do it. And I ended up joining.
You had never climbed a mountain or a hill.
Yes, well, Kutralam Hills, if that counts, Parangimalai, if that counts,
that doesn't.
St. Thomas Mount, if that counts, but obviously never. The biggest catch here was my parents didn't approve of it, and I still went ahead and said, yes, I said, I don't care, I'm going. Through our connections from, you know, our classmate and stuff, we managed to get an appointment with the chief minister's office. Jayalalitha was the chief minister at that time, that there was an opportunity for her to wish us, because it was a first all girls. And then because we were representing Stella Maris, and literally that morning we were there in the college for an interview with the Dinathandi. The Dinathandi newspaper was doing a Sunday story about these girls who are going to Himalayas or climbing mountains. suddenly there was a call from, you know, the IG's office, said, okay, the CM has got some time today. Are you able to get the girls and come in the next 1 hour? And then the sister who is in charge obviously said, you are representing the college. You can't go like this. You've all got to wear saris and go. One of the students in our group, she lived in Poyas Garden, literally next door to Stella. So we all went to Sudha's house. We ended up just rummaging her mother's wardrobe and just grabbed any sari, any blouse possible. And we cursed our nun sisters like anything, simply because we had to go in a sari. And we went, and the secretariat, and it was in such an imposing office, such an amazing environment. We were just enthralled, a bit dumbfounded in front of the chief minister. And she said a few wonderful words. She said, I'm so excited for you all to go. And I was going to join NCC in Stella Maris. I got admission. But because of my films, I really didn't continue my studies. Then she said, photographers vara solunga. Appadi oru, you know, that command she did. And then the photographers came and we took a photo. And it got splashed across the front pages of all the newspapers, Tamil, English, whatever. And then it happened back home, you know, all my relatives, family, extended family, everybody. Overnight, I became a celebrity.
But they also
everybody started phoning my parents and saying, wow, she's come in the front pages of the newspapers and whatever. But my parents at that point couldn't tell anyone that they were against it, or they said no. So they were like, okay, yes, fine. Yeah, she's going. It was a 40-day trip.
Wow.
We took train all the way up to Patna. We traveled by road across to the north of Bihar, and we crossed Nepal border by road. Then we had another overnighter by bus to Kathmandu. So 24-day trek by the longest route, to so that we needed to acclimatize ourselves to the from the lower altitudes to the higher altitudes. And yes, we flew. We trekked back 5 days to Lukla, which turns out to be the most dangerous airport in the whole world, even today. And we ended up getting stuck in Lukla for 4 days, unprecedentedly, because of bad weather, because the planes couldn't come. And these are small twin otter aircrafts that carry about, you know, hardly 50-60 people in a plane. And the B&Bs and the hotels and the lodges in Lukla were overflowing with people, because everybody were having to return back to their base, you know.
Can you imagine, these days we take an auto and then we text home to say, oh, I've arrived, or a car, you know. you know, if you had gone to Everest Base Camp, how would your parents know?
Absolutely no sound at all. When we came back to Kathmandu after the 40-day trip, I called and spoke to a great aunt, because the phone at home, nobody picked up the phone at home, and I had one chance to dial and try. And I spoke to my great aunt and said, we are back to Kathmandu, and in the next 1 week we will go back to Varanasi or Patna, wherever, and we'll take the train and we'll slowly find our way back home. Oh God, amazing. Totally. It just toughens you up. Sometimes you can think, why go through this level of, you know, torture or whatever. You know, it's physically draining. It's equally mentally draining, tiring. But you do it. You do it for something, some reason. And it just toughens you up.
Mm.
And it's so worth it.
I remember I was the first one in my family to have a passport. As you know, I went on an exchange program with Canada. And there was never any question of me checking with my parents if it was okay to go. NCC is selecting for you and paying everything for you to go to Canada. Who would say no to that? It's only years later, an uncle came out and said, your father is very brave. He let his daughter go abroad. Huh? I would never do that. And then I thought, thank God you're not my dad. Just as well, you're not my dad. Because there was never a question of my parents stopping me. Because there was never a question of me asking them for permission. Because who would, in their right mind, would say no?
That was my argument. You let me go for NCC camps. Why don't you let me? Oh, this is so far away. Mm. This is so true. Such an unknown place. Whatever. But it's very interesting when the peer pressure, it's the social structure and the society that dictates everything for them. And when that came as a positive note through this newspaper thing, then everything changed.
Absolutely.
So they didn't actually even question me continuing on the NCC in the third year.
Do you remember the NCC song? Parlama.
Only two lines.
Only two lines. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hum sab bhartiya hai. Hum sab bhartiya hai. एक है एक है
हम सब भारतीय
है चटर्जी वाला है I don't know where in the song it comes की
धरती रानी है सरदार जी I thought it was सरदार जी माला है we all thought it was
सरदार we all thought it was
सरदार जी सरताज ही I think सब भारतीय है अपनी मंजिल एक है एक है एक है
Thanks to Abhirami and Swarna for recording this conversation. This episode was edited and produced by Radhika Vishwanathan. Our lead producer is Menaka Raman. Our sound producer is Yash Vinay. And our associate producer is Ashita Achar. City of Women is executive produced, hosted and written by Radhika Vishwanathan and Samyukta Varma. City of Women is a Vaka Media production. You can find us on Instagram @City of Women Podcast or on Twitter @TheCityOfWomen.